So you did the anchoring at 6 o'clock, and then eventually you did it at 10 o'clock when, as we mentioned, as when Doug went to California, you got the 10 o'clock spot. So you did two shows with Dave Moore for about three or four years, and went back to doing News with Don. But you made a couple big career highlights that I think that are just fascinating is your trip to Ethiopia for one.
Well, actually, it was Sudan.
I'm sorry, Sudan. Pardon me.
It was Sudan, yes. We did actually try to go into Ethiopia, but at the time it was just too dangerous. There was a war going on, and we couldn't. Had we gone over the border and gotten caught, we probably would not be talking to you right now. But so my producer actually wanted, Mike Meyrendorf actually wanted to do it. We got in a huge fight over it, but I was like, you can't take the cameras over there because if you get killed and the cameras get confiscated, we won't have a documentary.
But, you know, sometimes you've got to be practical.
That was an amazing trip, actually. Sudan was an amazing place to be, and it was, you know, back in the 80s during the famine, and I came back a extremely changed person from that experience.
Whose concept was that? Was that something that you had thought of, or was that something that one of the producers or news directors thought of?
No, it was actually something that I wanted to do, and back then we could pretty much do whatever we wanted to do. They had money, and you could travel, and they wanted longer stories, and you know, it's the opposite of what it is now. But back then, we could do what we wanted to do. So.
That had to have been a fun era. I mean, let's not say that it was a fun trip, but just the fact that you could do all these creative or very informative projects, which when you went to journalism school or college, you dreamed of doing, and then you were able to do it.
It was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. I mean, it was truly an education that you couldn't even pay for. I mean, I got to travel the world. I got to meet everybody I wanted to meet. It was a wonderful way to live vicariously.
I have a clip here I want to play for you before we go to our break. This is Dave Moore's final 10 p.m. newscast. This is also a video that's on the website. This is Dave kind of giving you a nod.
A gifted journalist, and this one has had your solid approval for 3 years, and for the last 3 months she has been carrying more than her share of the load, I might add. As soon as she drops that bomb, she's going to be in good shape.
Dave, it has been an honor and a privilege to sit next to you, and any success that I may have, you know, it goes to you, and I thank you.
I thank you for your patience.
And I'm going to miss you.
If you want any help with the big words, I'll be around.
All right. That's going to do it for tonight's 10. Thank you very much for joining us. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
He's still there for the big words, Pat.
He was, you know, it just makes me miss him.
We as viewers, I never met the man, unfortunately, but his presence is needed today. We do miss him.
Yeah, Dave was very special, extremely special. I feel blessed that I had an opportunity to know him and work with him.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be more back with Pat Miles and talk a little bit about the latter days of Channel 4 and then that big move to that station across town on Flashback Twin Cities here on KLBB. Flashback Twin Cities, Tom Osmond, with my guest Pat Miles, former WCCO-TV, former Care TV, and current golfer and gardener, I'm guessing, right now.
Well, it's not raining.
Yeah, it's not been a... Are you regretting coming back here this summer? Are you wishing you were still in Arizona?
No. I absolutely love it here. I absolutely love it here. This is home.
It's been very green, at least. It's been very green.
Oh, I just... Yeah. I mean, it's... We talk about the weather in Minnesota. That's what we do.
We spend good, at least first 10 minutes of our show talking about the weather.
It's really strange. Any other state, I've talked to people about the weather, and they just think I'm trying to blow them off. I think it's fascinating.
You know, in Chicago, they talk about traffic like we talk about weather, though, because traffic is an update every 5 minutes in Chicago.
True.
Pat, did you think you were going to live here 35 years when you came here? Did you think this was going to be a stop somewhere else?
No, I never thought I would. I mean, in a million years. If you had asked me way back when, I didn't even know where Minnesota was. So the fact that I ended up here was just really kind of a miracle.
And what, At what point did you consider this home? Was there a point where you weren't just kind of holding out for the next big thing? You thought this is where I am.
You know, after I was here for a few years, there were opportunities to you know, I kind of thought about going to the network or whatever. I mean, I don't know what moving up would have been considered to be, Chicago or New York or whatever, but I really wanted to stay here. I was ambitious. I think I was extremely ambitious, but I don't think I was ambitious to go somewhere else. I was just ambitious to be good at what I was doing, and I felt like this was the best place to be. So, and I think I made the right move.
I'd say yes, because it was great to have you on the air, and great for you to. Great to see those years. Now, a question I'm going to ask now, and I know this was reported widely when it happened 20 years ago, but you left Channel 4 for Channel 11, and that was not a small thing in the papers, not a small thing in the media circles.
Oh, that was a very difficult decision to make. I had two children in 2 years, and I, at the time at WCCO, I was doing the 5, the 6, and the 10 o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an extremely wild time in the media because the Twins were winning the World Series, the Vikings were going to the, you know, the playoffs. There was just so much stuff happening, and we were doing specials and traveling, and it was just crazy. I mean, it was working 24/7, and I was flipping out. I mean, I had a 1 and a 2-year-old at the time. And in the meantime, my contract had expired, and the station had not talked to me about renewing it.
Hmm.
And Channel 11 was calling me almost on a daily basis, saying, listen, we know that you don't want to be doing the 5, 6, and 10 and traveling, and we have a better offer for you. And they did. It was a better offer. For me, it was not to do the 10 o'clock news. And I was extremely worn out at the time. And I guess I was vulnerable at the time. And I made the decision I was going to have a year off because it was a no-compete clause. So I would be paid for a year not to work. And I would be able to stay home with my kids. And it was just almost too good to be true and too good to turn down. And so I took it, and it was a huge risk.
Right, because Channel 11 was...
I can remember the time people telling me, you know, other anchors who've done this in the same market have never been successful, and it's been ended their career. And so that was a huge possibility, and I took the risk and thought, well, it's either going to work or it's going to end my career. And fortunately, it didn't end my career, but it was pretty difficult. I'll tell you that. It was pretty tough.
I imagine a decision not made lightly and a lot of emotion involved on both, you know, both professionally and personally. And Channel 11 was not, I mean, this, to keep in mind, they were reputable only for a few years at this point. I mean, they were a third place. Yeah,
they were called the Care Bears.
Right,
in
right.
In fact, there was an editorial cartoon, and I can't remember what it said, but it was basically portraying me as a Care Bear. So I kind of went from this respected journalist to this, you know, cartoon Care Bear.
Well, you know, at least it broadens your resume a little bit. You can do that the hard-nosed and intelligent Twin Cities journalist to the one who cares. And we have so many of those Care 11 jingles that are very sugary and very very soft and sweet. Joan Stefano was here about 3 weeks ago. We were playing some of those. She was laughing about those. So you made the switch. You went across town, but you were able to do lots of special documentaries or some special interview pieces. I just put one online this week talking to Yanni. Remember him, Tom? Yanni?
Oh, absolutely. Love Yanni.
Stanley Hubbard. There's actually, I'm going to play a small quick clip here. This is from 1991, and Pat, you just, you know, made the jump from 4 to 11, and this clip, you're actually at the news desk at Channel 5. So let's take a listen to this.
Tonight, three of the best, brightest, and boldest Minnesota personalities. World-class bicycle champion Greg LeMond, innovative New Age composer Yanni, and the controversial leader of KSTP's media dynasty, Stanley Hubbard. Their stories and more on a Pat Miles special.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us tonight. Now, before you get any wild ideas out there, yes, I am sitting on the news set at Channel 5, and no, I haven't left Channel 11 for a job here. But in this business, anything can and does happen. And nowhere has that been more evident in the past few years than here at Channel 5. Stan Hubbard, the man who owns this company, has been in the headlines time and time again over the comings and goings of the anchor.
Pat Miles at the Channel 5 news desk. So you made it on all three news desks, Pat.
I did. Can you believe it? Oh, that was so much fun to do those specials. I can't tell you. I just, oh. And I want to say right now that the producer of those shows is Jane Helmke, who is now the news director at Care 11.
That is correct.
And she is, without a doubt, one of the most talented special people in the business. I mean, without question. And I had the great, great privilege to work with her, and she was wonderful and made those shows work in every way.
You interview everyone.
We had a ball. Oh, my God, we had such a ball doing those shows.
I think there's about three of them with Roseanne and Tom Arnold. I mean, that was the era of their peak, and there you are, their house on Lindale Avenue, just kind of taking a stroll with them. And
And then we went to Santa Monica where they lived, and I remember she got down on the floor and was rolling around on the floor. I mean, just the craziest stuff happened during those shows, and it was so much fun to do them. I mean, they were hard work. Trust me, it was hard work and a lot of travel, but oh, wow, we had a great time.
So you were doing the 5 o'clock news at Channel 11, and eventually you did the 5 and 6 o'clock news at Channel 11. You couldn't stay away from the 6 o'clock news too long, could you?
I couldn't stay away from the 6 o'clock news. And there was a point in time where I was going to do the late night news, and actually Paul Major stepped in, thank God, and said to the new general manager, you cannot do that. You will ruin the station if you do that. And he was so completely right about that. Because I had left CCO, so I wouldn't do late night. And so for them to make me do the late night there would have been a complete disaster.
It would have been a PR nightmare for a lot of people involved.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It would have been a public relations nightmare, I think, for a lot of people involved.
A PR nightmare?
Right.
Yes, probably.
So they kept you out, did 5 and 6, and then let's talk briefly. And this has come up in the papers before, but people do ask me. I mentioned Pat Miles was going to be on the show. They said, "How is she doing? How's her eye?" I hate to say that bluntly, but people do ask that.
I can't believe people remember that, but you know, my eye is I have an eye, which I'm grateful for. I can see out of my eye, which I'm extremely grateful for, and it looks fairly normal. I do have a disability. I mean, it's a chronically dry eye. I have, you know, issues with it. I heard an ad the other day about the two miracles in your head, and really your eyes are two miracles in your head. And you take them so for granted until you have a problem. But I think I'm lucky. I had a great doctor, and you know, I live a fairly normal life, and it kind of ruined my career on TV. But honestly, I was at an age where probably my goal in television was never to get fired. And I really didn't want to get fired for being too old or too ugly or not deferential enough to men. So I accomplished my goal. Now, it may have taken my eye to do it, but I did accomplish my goal.
I understand a little bit about your eye as well. My mom actually has chronic dry eyes, and it's terrible in the wintertime. When the wind comes blowing through, you have to wear goggles practically the whole time.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun.
It's
but
a challenge.
Like I say, I feel so lucky that I even have an eye, because there was a point in time where I wasn't sure I was going to be able to keep my eye. So I'm lucky. I'm very lucky.
We're so grateful that worked out for the best, and we miss you on TV, but we do get to see you on tcmedianow.com, anytime anyone wants to, they can see Pat Miles anchoring the news. The news may be a little outdated that we're watching, but there's some great stories there. A lot of great history in Minnesota, and Pat, you were a big part of that. Pat, you did radio for a few years too at WCCO Radio.
Oh, I loved that. I loved doing radio. I actually started my career in radio. I was the news director at a radio station in Aspen before I ever did television. And I love radio. It's, you know, it's spontaneous. It's not scripted. It's just great. I loved it.
I recall when you left radio, and I remember Cindy Brucato, which the papers love to have, you know, created this kind of fake rivalry between you two. But I remember Cindy Brucato interviewed you, and she asked you, why are you leaving radio? And you said, well, I want to retire. What's wrong with that? That was the best answer I've ever heard anyone ever give when they asked you, why are you leaving or why are you taking off?
I just saw Cindy the other day. She's still doing television. I can't believe it. And she looks amazing, and she was marvelous. So kudos to her. And she's remarkable.
Cindy has tried to escape Channel 5, I think, three times, and she continues to come back. And one of your Pat Miles specials, this is after she had left Channel 5 the first time, you said, What if Stanley Hubbard calls you tomorrow? Would you ever come back? And she said they would have to. Well, she had a whole list of demands, and I'm guessing they must have met those 18 years later because she came back into the 10 o'clock news for a while. 18 years later.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, but one of the things she said, and I think in one of the interviews I did with her, is she was angry because when she left, they didn't give her a cake.
That's right.
And I think, you know, 18 years later, they gave her a cake after they heard the interview, and I think that's why she came back.
The cake is a very important part when you walk out that door. If you can take a box with you, at least have some sugar before you leave, right?
Exactly.
Pat, I can't thank you enough for doing the show today. It's just great to have you on, and I didn't think I'd be able to get you on. I thought that Pat Miles is much too important, more important things to talk to us here in Flashback Twin Cities, but you've just been so just charming, and I again can't thank you enough.
Oh, Tom, listen, thank you, and thank you for preserving all of this. I think it's just phenomenal what you're doing, and my kids will thank you when they at one point have any interest in watching all of this. So they'll actually see now what their mom did while she was not at home.
Well, and to just point one thing out, when Dave Moore said dropping the bomb, that you were pregnant in Dave Moore's last newscast, so it wasn't, just to make sure everyone knows, it was not any more innuendo than the fact that you were pregnant.
Exactly. Yeah, he lived through two of my pregnancies with me. So,
Pat, thank you so much.
As did Don. So.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Pat, I'm sorry, Pat. Pat, thank you so much for being on Flashback Twin Cities. We will be in touch.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Have a good day. Tom, how was that?
Oh, I tell you what, it's pretty darn good.
Well, I think we got another good guest next week. We got Gary Lumpkin. Remember Gary Lumpkin?
I do, actually.
What? Tell me about Gary Lumpkin. What did he do?
I don't even remember. I know the name.
Tom.
I know his family. You know what I can make things up to.
Tom.
No, I'm just kidding.
Gary Lumpkin, if you recall.
Here's the thing. You know all these people, and I know the names. I haven't studied it as much as you have. I don't remember what all they do.
So you get the list. When you do the lunchtime request with Stan, you got to get these names up there. Stan has to give you the insight before I come and quiz you on Saturdays.
He quizzes me during the day too. I have to study before I ever come to any of these shows.
We have Gary Lumpkin of Good Company. Gary did everything. Gary did everything from bronco riding to swimming with the dolphins to testing cheeseburgers.
About swimming with the dolphins. I got to do that too.
That's right. You and Gary. He'll be in studio. You and Gary have a lot to talk about.
You know, actually, one thing I wanted to ask Pat, but I totally forgot to do it. Whenever I mentioned to anybody this week that she was going to be our guest, all the guys just went, ooh, ooh. Apparently, everybody had a crush on Pat when she was in the news.
You know, I should have found this, but there actually is a song for Pat Miles. Let's put that on the website. There's actually a song that someone created in 1982. It was a love, kind of a crush love song for Pat Miles. I think we'll put that on the KLBB website.
She has a crush love song for
it. Someone actually recorded the song, and they aired it on a evening show on Channel 5. And it's I actually would frighten Pat if I played it for her, but we'll put it on the website. It's pretty funny. It's statute of limitations is worn out, but Channel 5 aired this. It was actually a kind of a crush song for Cindy Brucato and Pat Miles, and we'll put that on the website.
Is it incredibly explicit?
Not at all. It aired on local TV in 1982 when we were very sanitized back then.
Back then things were just a wee touch more innocent.
You know, we can love
or at least
the,
we can pretend that they
we
were.
We can try, yeah, exactly. Again, thank you to my guest, Pat Miles. We'll be back next week live with Gary Lumpkin. This is Tom Osmond on Flashback Twin Cities here on KLBB Club 1220.